I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Hope you had a great weekend. It's Monday. Time to get the kinks out and start talking some serious stuff for sure. And I have to admit something. I mean, Friday's show is pretty eye-opening for me, especially, and I've always talked about being a dispensationalist child, raised in a dispensationalist home. More so, you know, not just the idea that it was a dispensationalist home about, you know, learning about the book Revelation and Daniel and all that. But, you know, going to the barbershop and hearing my dad and his fellow, you know, the guys that he likes and he hangs out with, talking about various conspiracy theories. I was going to talk about Lyndon LaRouche, talk about the Birches, the Masons. I mean, everything that I hear, everything that I read about, everything that I have absorbed in my life is what I do on the air here. And I have an admission to make. I was awkwardly troubled. Seriously, awkwardly troubled by the whole end times talk we had. And that's why I kind of, you know, people know that I giggle awkwardly when I'm a little, I don't know if I'm scared or it was just that, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening to me. I can't believe it's happening now. Talking about the signs in the heavens and the threat of governments and monarchies failing. The idea of calling into war and bloodshed because, as we all know, April is the cruelest month. We're not even out of March yet, but I'm already talking about April. And we'll be seeing, I would say we will be seeing a continued form of bloodletting as our masters marches all into danger. More war and more suffering for a cause that no one really can figure out. Do you know why we're fighting a war? Do you know why we're in a war? Do you know? Have you ever asked yourself why we're putting out all this money for war? It's not benefiting us at all. We're starving to death. We're losing money. It causes more suffering than we need to have, you know? I mean, for thousands of years, you know, we've been told that the ultimate sacrifice, the idea of the ultimate sacrifice, you need to lay your life down for your country, lay your life down for your religion, and the brainwashing for the morbid affinity of martyrdom. You need to have a martyred cause. You need to have this martyrdom complex. I'm beginning to wonder if this is some sort of self-destruct mechanism that has been performed by, I don't know, powers that be, God, who knows, high priest of the temple. I mean, the blood is the powerful substance that is needed for ritualism in the entire world. Globalists love blood rituals. They love bloodlust. Altars throughout ancient Israel were covered in gore. It appears that the deity would demand blood sacrifices. And it seems to be the ritual of the spring and the underlying theme of the Passover and Easter Mass. Blood on the door, blood on the cross, blood everywhere. Bloodletting is an occult practice in order to induce trauma for the purpose of human alchemy. And this is why Jesus and his sacrifice has been part of religion for thousands of years. It was probably more powerful. The blood being spilt by a God, by a savior, was probably more powerful than we could ever imagine. That's why it's lasted 2,000 years. Powerful sacrifice. Bloodletting. Human alchemy, messianic tinkering. Time is short. The countdown's beginning. And it seems that we follow the code of the Jesuit order. Ad majorem glorium Dei. Ad majorem glorium Dei. A slogan which rationalizes the idea of allowing the demise of a few to warrant the survival of the many. It's also been called the charge of some things must pass away for the greater glory. But the greater glory of what? God? Greater glory of mankind? Either way, in the future, Someone has to die in order to allow others to live. A whole group of people have to die in order to have others live. I mean, God leaves witnesses to the end of the world. We need to remember that. And what is the greater charge of the end times? It's simply to take upon oneself the initiative to eliminate all things you see as imperfect. How many times do we talk about the imperfect other? They're not as good as we are. They don't think like we do. They're demonic. They're evil. They're vampires. Yeah. Now, you can't go out and murder somebody. But you can hire an army to do it for you. And you can even say it's being done in the name of God. It becomes that civil commandment. Look what Putin said about Ukraine. We're de-Satanizing Ukraine because they think they are gods. It's a civil commandment. Thou shalt not kill until you're told to do it for God and country. Thou shalt not kill unless you see that they are part of the other and do not believe in the same God, the same government, and the same mating rituals as you. We have to understand that the theater that is the end times is a pyramid of sorts. Three major players coming to one point in history and battling to the last man and woman. Jews, Muslims, and Christians, right? Then everybody else, you know, they just stand by and watch us all fight it out. See, our forebears began the cult of human sacrifice, and somehow they did this because they were fearful that the sun was not going to come up again. They were fearful of a solar eclipse. Sol Invictus, the unconquering sun, the idea that if they gave blood to the gods, the sun would come back again. And we're going to be experiencing this. Even though a lot of people say, well, we're too sophisticated to have anything like that happen. But who knows what could happen when we have so many signs in the heavens? Who knows? The old tales and mythologies, the biblical chronicles, all about homicide, genocide, and war. And the ancients believed that a sacrifice to the gods would keep the earth from major cataclysm. And so, it continues today. In these times that we look at and think, maybe our last. Who knows? 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.